to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We are just a couple of weeks away from Resurrection Sunday, and I hope that you will be planning on being in the house of God and celebrating our risen Savior. So that's the April the 5th is Easter. And so we're going to be having a night of worship and prayer the Wednesday night before that. That would be April the 1st. And so that'll be taking place at 7 p.m. Hopefully you will be able to come and join us as we celebrate all that God has done for us. So I'm going to want to say thank you today, first of all, to the folks of Wyrick Air. Wyrick Air has been in business for over 50 years. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They provide professional sales services and repairs. They work in the air conditioning and heating fields, as well as electrical issues. They work in residential settings primarily, but do some light commercial work as well. They provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide their customers with the best service possible and at an affordable price. I recommend, and in fact, I did this last year. I had them come out and check my unit. I turned my air conditioner on and said, that just... it just didn't quite sound right to me. So I had them come out and do a checkup on my air conditioner at home. And they said, everything's working fine. They did a cleanup on it, which is something that you may not know that you're supposed to do. You are supposed to clean your coils every once in a while. And so if you want to make sure before the heat kicks in, you know, my goal is to always believe for, cooler temperatures until at least May. But you might want to have Wyrick Air come out and do a maintenance on your unit before it really gets put to the test. Pastor Dennis is the owner of that, Dennis and Carla. They pastor a church in Geneva, Florida. They're great brothers and sisters in Christ. And they do work the right way and treat their customers right. Their license number is CAC 182-1309, Wyrick Air 321-632-9538. We thank them for being friends of the Refresh Radio program. So today we are going to return to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. And I'll begin reading at verse number 14. We also talked about, you can find this in Matthew chapter 17. And then it's also recounted in the Gospel of Luke. And verse number 14, and when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him, and he asked the scribes, what are you discussing with them? Then one of the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. When they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead. So that many said, he is dead, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So if you go back and listen to Friday's program, we were talking about that there's spiritual problems and then there are other types of problems. And, you know, you can have physical problems, you can have mental problems, you can have emotional problems, and that even though supernatural solutions are possible because of Jesus, therapy is also something that we could pursue. Like a physical therapist or an occupational therapist, you've got Christian mental health counselors that are there to, the goal of therapy is not to create a dependency, but to restore whatever is broken to a right solution. So, you know, my preference is always a spiritual solution, because a lot of us are like I said on Friday, I'm allergic to pain. I don't like it at all. And sometimes that therapy involves hard work. The first time that I was ever in physical therapy, I remember the two, there were three different physical therapists that I had throughout the years, and they didn't have to do much to press that, mine was shoulder issues. They didn't have to do much to my arm to get it to where it was moving further than it was the time before. The goal was not to create pain. The goal was to restore to functionality. So there may be physical solutions, physical therapy solutions to physical problems. There may be mental counseling and a multitude of counselors. There's wisdom. There may be solutions to those types of problems. Here's what I can tell you, though. When there's a spiritual problem, there isn't a physical therapy that's going to resolve that spiritual problem. Spiritual therapy is getting the things out of our life that are not supposed to be there. And that's what we see here in Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9 is a spiritual problem because Jesus, not because of the symptoms, but because what Jesus says. It's not a spiritual problem because that's what the Father says. It's a spiritual problem because that's what Jesus identifies it as. And so in verse number 25, Jesus rebukes the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. So the solution to spiritual restoration and functionality in life is to get every unclean spiritual thing out of our life and get any demonic activity out of our life. You would be amazed at the number of quote-unquote believers who are availing themselves of not godly spiritual activity, but ungodly. Listen, if you're watching movies that are including demonic activity, you need to stop that. If you're watching things on television or listening to things, there are all sorts of things that are used to try and create a condition of quote unquote open-mindedness, to where the devil will use that and try and gain entrance into a person's life. So I have an open-mindedness to the things of God, and I have a closed-mindedness to the things that are not of God. So I'm still teachable, but my class is, I want the Spirit of God to be the one that's guiding me and teaching me and reminding me of all things. I don't want any demonic activity in my life at all. So the goal is for people to be restored to a state of wholeness and well-being. There's one more time where the word that we translate therapy is used, and it's in the book of Acts. Let me turn over there just a moment. Acts chapter 17. And it says this in verse number 25. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life and breath and all things. One of the things that is available that is therapeutic is worship and service. So when Saul was being tormented by a demonic spirit, David was brought in to create an atmosphere of worship. But I will tell you this, there are some articles that have come out, not from Christian sources, but from, you know, just regular news outlets that said if a person is battling emotions and depression and things like that, one of the best things they can do is get outside and start doing something. And I think that when we get our eyes off of ourselves and we start ministering to other people, I believe that can be a tremendous spiritual breakthrough in restoring us to a healthy and whole condition. One of the things I found through the years is that if I had a need in my life, if I started praying for someone else to get their need met, and I was praying for them more than I was praying for my own self, that God would meet both of those situations. And so I hope you're not waiting for everything to be perfect in your life before you start serving and worshiping God. That's not the way that things work. He's when we start worshiping him, when we start servicing, those two things are connected there, that whenever those two things are happening, all of a sudden it can change a person's mindset. So let's get back to Mark chapter 9. There are some indicators here of what this demon had been doing towards in this boy, in this child, and it had been going on for a long time. So this crowd was very frustrated with the disciples because they had not resolved the issue before Jesus came down off the mountain. Jesus asks a question in verse number 21, how long has this been happening to him? And the father's response is, he said, from childhood. And I think many times we have problems that have been going on for a long, long time. And sometimes we're expecting instantaneous transformation. And we're not really open to considering the process. First of all, I can say this. If you're looking to a child of God to be the solution to your problem instead of to God being the solution to your problem, you're going to be frustrated. I know some really godly people. I'm very thankful for them. And I consider them a blessing in my life. I don't consider them the source of my solution. God is the solution. God is the source. And so one of the best things that I can tell you today is keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, not on a man, not on a woman, not on a problem. Say, I need God. And I'm just going to keep appealing. I have this tendency in this era of answering machines and artificial intelligence and all of that. I'll tell you a funny story about that here in just a minute, that I keep appealing to whatever program I'm talking to. I keep appealing until I can get to a live human being. What is the magic word for them? Not that there's a magic word. What's the code word that I need to say that is going to get me out of the loop of artificial intelligence and get me to a real human being? So one of them I was having a discussion with, and I said, are you a real human being? And their response was, I am a real solution to help you to get to a real human being, something along that. And it's like, you are not the solution I'm looking for. And it can be so frustrating to try and deal with an artificial intelligence that only knows how to respond if you tell it the answer it is specifically looking for. And sometimes you can get frustrated. So I've had to deal with some institutions, and they've given these artificial intelligences names, and they come on and identify themselves as this name. And this person said, hey, when you call in, you're going to get this person's name, and this is what you've got to say. They would tell you how to bypass that. So I was in there another time having to deal with a human being trying to resolve this issue, and they were caught in the artificial intelligence loop, and they were just as frustrated. You know, the previous person had said, everybody hates this, but this is what you got to do. And, and the person was just as frustrated the second time as I was. And they were doing the same thing. They'd take the mouse to of the phone and hold it right up to their lips and say it really loud. And I was like, yep, been there, done that. You know, I want to deal with people who can resolve my issues. And so this man had been dealing with this problem in his son for a long time. One of the questions that I have is, this demon that is cast out, how did it get in? Because there had to be some sort of spiritual door that was open, whether it was through the eye, through the ear, through ungodly idolatry, or, I mean, listen, there was a lot of demonic activity going on in Jesus' day, and you can read the book of Revelation and see there's a lot of demonic activity still going on in the human world at the end of time. Denying that there is demonic activity in our current time would not be wise. You can see that there was demonic activity going on in Egypt in the Old Testament. Demons are real because Jesus calls them real. He identifies them. He gets victory over them. He triumphs over them. He tells us how to deal with them. So this had been a chronic condition for this boy. It talks about that he had lost the ability to speak. One of the things that I can tell you, and it's seen down in verse number 25, is that the inability to speak is often linked with the inability to hear. And that's true in a physical sense, but it is also true in a spiritual sense. If we stop listening to God, pretty soon we're not going to have a message from God to deliver to the people that he wants to speak to. So please, please, please make time in your prayer. Make time when you're studying the Word. God, speak to me from your Word. Speak to me in my spirit. What do you have to say to me? A lot of times people are listening for what they can say to other people. God, what do you want to say to me? That's the first thing, is God wants to speak to us as individuals more than he wants to speak through us to others. So there was an inability to hear. There was an inability to speak. There was a seizing, a taking control of. The devil wants to control people, and yet he wants to operate outside the control of God. And so it literally means to take hold of, to overcome, to overpower, to take hold of them and to throw them down. God is interested in forgiving us so that we can be edified. The enemy is always looking to reduce people, to throw them down. There are some other physical things. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and he becomes rigid. And again, those things are very similar to actions that would happen if you were having an epileptic seizure. But I remind you, even though they're similar, Jesus calls it a deaf and dumb spirit. It's a spiritual problem that is manifesting symptoms that are similar to a physical affliction. So, not everybody who has seizures is demon possessed. They could have a physical condition known as epilepsy. And so, here's the thing that I want to tell you about the physical condition, and that is down in verse number 22. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. So there's not only these physical conditions of inability to hear, inability to speak, losing control, being thrown down, foaming at the mouth, not being able to control his mouth, gnashing with his teeth, becoming rigid, but also that the demon would throw him into the fire. If that didn't destroy him, he would throw him into the water. The goal was to destroy this young man. That's what the devil wants to do for every human being. Jesus does not want that. And so, I don't call everything a spiritual problem the way that some people do. But when there is a goal to destroy what God created, that's a problem. And we have people in our modern society that are very motivated, sometimes because of financial means, to destroy people that God created, to destroy them physically, to destroy them mentally, to destroy them. That's why there's such a concern for people who are doing things that are unhealthy for them. It's not just because it's unhealthy, it's because it destroys. It destroys them mentally, it destroys them physically, it destroys them financially, it destroys them relationally, it destroys them spiritually and socially. And whenever that happens, that is one of the telltale signs that there's demonic activity involved. And again, that requires a spiritual solution. The good news is that just like Jesus was able to issue a command to this man's son, to the demon that was indwelling him, Jesus speaks with the ultimate authority in my life and your life and to those that we have need of, or that those in our life that have need of him. Listen, one of my favorite quotes, it's in the Old Testament, it's in the New Testament, in the book of Jude, and it is this: "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you." Listen, my rebuke, I'll step in pastoral authority every chance I get, whenever God wants me to. But I can tell you this: when the Lord rebukes you, you're rebuked and you're leaving. And that's to the glory of God. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."